Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 41 of English with Tim, the podcast where you can learn English in depth and detail and also hear about some of my travel stories from around the world. In this week's episode, I'm going to tell you two stories about how difficult and frightening it can be to find a place to sleep while traveling. Both of the situations I will describe today helped me understand how difficult and uncomfortable it can be to travel if you're a woman, which I'm obviously not. I already talked about sleeping rough in Russia in episode 22, Nightmare Bike Tour, but this time I will take you to someplace different, to France, before we return to a part of the world that's more familiar to most of my listeners. In 2005-2006, I lived in Marseille in the southeast of France and taught English there in a public school, the kids about age 9 to 15, and I got the idea to walk across the entire country, starting the northwest at Cherbourg and then going down to Toulouse in the southwest and then back home to Marseille in the southeast, which is a distance of around 1,600 kilometers or 1,000 miles. That, however, is an adventure I'll tell you about in a future episode. The only things that I brought with me beyond clothing were a backpack, a summer tent, and some maps. I really didn't have a concrete plan about where I would walk or where I would stay at night. I started walking early May and I really overestimated the nighttime temperatures. Marseille, where I had been living, was already having near summer temperatures, which was not the case, unfortunately, in Normandy. I, of course, understand the difference between the south of France and the north of France, but I didn't realize just how massive the temperature difference is. We're talking about basically two different countries, as far as, you know, early or mid-spring temperatures. So the first night that I was walking out of Cherbourg, I discovered that nighttime temperatures were very low, maybe just 5 degrees. I slept in my tent with a long-sleeve jacket and jeans on and with my legs inside of my backpack. And the rest of my clothes I used as a pillow. It actually was not super uncomfortable, but the problem was that it was really just a summer tent, and so there was a big temperature difference between the inside air and the outside air, and also there was quite a bit of wetness in the air. So that wetness or humidity condensed into water that formed on the inside of the tent, liquid water, and it actually kind of rained on me, and it really just sucked. Now, as my walk continued and I went south, the temperature did go up enough to make sleeping at night a lot more comfortable. Still, my tent was not my preferred place to sleep. And at this point, it's worth adding a couple things. One is that in that first night, I managed to get sick, you know, right away. Not like massively sick, like the flu or something, but more like a really bad cold and like an infection in my nose. And after some weeks of walking, it finally started to clear up, you know, I mean, or really completely cleared up. The other thing is that, honestly, I can't remember if I've told this story on this podcast before. We're now like 41 episodes in, and I can't remember. I've started to, you know, record this and then stop and think, man, if I said, told this story or not. It's about midnight. It's been a very rough week. And if you've heard this before, well, listen to it again, or don't. Up to you. So, those two things out of the way, I was walking along the road in about one-third of the way or one-quarter of the way down France. You know, it was near a city called Rennes, that's spelled R-E-N-N-E-S. And as I was walking south, on my left, I had a river on my side, and very flat territory, and just very grassy and nice and green, and I was walking on a road with very little traffic and with a pretty low speed limit because it was entering a city, small town actually, and my problem at that moment was that my socks were all like on their fourth day. You know, the first day you wear them super clean, you feel great, you feel like a human being, member of civilization. Second day, not so fresh, not great, but you know, still acceptable given that you're walking in the middle of nowhere. Third day is bad, and on the fourth day, basically, you have beer brewing inside your socks, and it's just a freaking nightmare. It sucks. So as I was walking along this road, I was thinking, man, I need to find a washing machine. I had washed them by hand at times, but it's just not the same as putting them in a washing machine. And it also takes a lot of time. I was trying to cover a lot of distance, and, you know, washing them and drying them, I just didn't do it. So as I was walking along, I noticed on my left that there were these very tall, very neatly cut bushes. And I saw these bushes and I saw cars behind them. And I noticed that the cars were kind of shaking. And I thought, what? Why are the cars shaking? And then as I continued walking, I saw more bushes and more cars where the same thing was happening. And a black car drove past me. It was like a Clio, a very small car, and there was a man in it, about 45 years old, and he had a sunburnt chest. He was wearing a black silk shirt. He had salt and pepper colored hair that was very oily. He was wearing aviator sunglasses. And as he drove past at about bicycle speed, he tracked me with his head. He didn't even just turn his eyes. He turned his head to look at me, and I thought, oh my God, this place is really uncomfortable. And it reminded me of Burnett Woods, which is a place in my hometown where, well, gay guys go to meet, and basically lots of other people just avoid, especially on a weekend. It's just not a nice place to be. So yeah, I was thinking about this then. I was thinking, oh my God, I've really got to get out of this park. And at the same time, it was looking like it might rain. And I'd been rained on before a few times, not even including the times when I was rained on inside of my tent, and wanted to avoid that too. So I really wanted to get inside and get to a washing machine. And so as I continued walking, I finally got to the end of the park, and there was actually a really nice little tree there. And under the tree, there was a sandy patch where it was really easy to put a tent, and it would be comfortable, almost bed-like. So this was about as good as you could get as far as a place to sleep was, if we're talking about just that strict location. Now, across the street, there was a small farm or a very large garden. There was an old man there, and I asked him, hey, what will happen if I sleep here? Will those guys bother me? He said, no, they're no problem. They won't do anything to you. Just, stay away and you'll be okay. And so I thought, okay, so I put my tent up. I felt reassured, but I wasn't completely certain. And then the guy in the black car pulled up, and he started speaking English to me, and he really wanted to talk. And I said, how did you know I speak English? He said, I could just tell. And I said, but how? And he said, I can just tell from the way you walk and the clothes that you have and so on. I thought, well, okay, fine. And he said, where are you from? And I said, Cincinnati. He said, oh, Cincinnati, are you kidding me? Have you been to Burnett Woods? And I said to him, well, I've heard of Burnett Woods, but I've never been there. and he said, do you want to sleep in my mom's house? And I said, before I could say no or yes, he picked up the phone, called his mom, and his mom said no. And he started yelling at her and telling her that I was not some prince that he was trying to bring home and make love to. And, finally she refused, and he called her, hung up the phone first, fortunately, and called her a bitch. And, then he asked me if I wanted to sleep in his house. And he said that he lived on the top floor so nobody would bother us, kind of a red flag, but also that he had a washing machine. And I didn't feel that he wanted to hurt me, but I also wasn't quite sure. I looked up at the sky, and I saw that it probably wasn't going to rain, and I stayed there. I did not want to hurt his feelings, however, in the case that he did not want to hurt me, and so I said, let's meet for breakfast tomorrow. So I met him for breakfast the next day, and he paid for breakfast, and he gave me a phone card and some cash. So, yeah, that's the first story. Let's move on to stories from Russia now.